This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3 Thunder.
Hello, it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is Monday. We're going to all hold hands and get through it together. Let's start with the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app and stream us live or download our show's full podcast with the Radio.com app. It's an app for your phone, which allows you to bring radio wherever you can bring your phone.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere.
Right. Even in the water now. Go for a swim, bring us with you. Why not?
Well.
What?
Sure.
Right.
Okay. If you say so.
Weather today. It's still dark out, but we're expecting partly sunny skies with temperatures in the 50s. Depending on where you're at, it could be low 50s or high 50s, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's winter.
Course,
you know, at least
Milbray,
there's no rain,
sunny,
right?
And 75. But every place else,
of course. Mm-hmm.
Partly sunny, so a mix of clouds, depending on where you're at. There's your weather, everyone. Yeah, Bryn was on Instagram bragging about Milbray again. I was.
Oh,
like,
was he?
Oh,
well,
God. Sheesh.
What'd you put on Instagram this weekend?
It was more about just the view, you know, the early morning rises. I thought about Vinny because he always gets up super early to surf.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing like, you know, being outside with that crisp air and, you know, seeing the sunrise and looking at the views.
Why were you?
Running. Yeah, yeah.
What
do you mean?
What?
Why was
so
I
you're
out?
Not only running 6 miles and you hate walking, but you're also doing it at the crack of dawn?
That's the only time I can do it without Cameron.
Oh, I didn't know it was that early.
Yeah.
You said you had to do it before the missus. I didn't know it was at dawn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She leaves at like 8:30-ish. So.
Oh, first light runs. Woof.
Oh, boy. It's all really right. Hard to drag myself out of bed just to go get coffee. Now, if I got to get up and put on shoes and go for a run.
Yeah, you know, some of the hardest things in life, right? You just got to.
Yeah, you're amazing. I find that amazing.
We'll see how long this lasts. I shouldn't say that.
No, you're committed to it. I mean, it's going to last.
Good for you.
All
you're doing great.
Year.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
As soon as surf season's over, I don't know when this was or why this was. I'm sure I'd just had sex. It must have been. Because that's when I agreed to crap that I would never do.
Anything.
Yes.
But somewhere along the way, with the second kid, I agreed that I would run a half marathon with the missus.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd just had sex when that one came up.
Sure.
There's no way. I don't really
feel like I could do anything right now.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I still owe her a half marathon. So as soon as this surf season's over, I gotta train and go do a half. But that's not my story here. My first story this morning is the impeachment. So here's what's going on. Our president, on his way out, created some chaos last week. I think by now most of us are familiar. If you're not, you might want to read up on it.
You might.
It'll help you understand this week's actions, which includes Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling Vice President Mike Pence, here's your choice. This was last night. Invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him from office in the coming days, or we are going forward with the impeachment. I guess the idea here is if they can get this through, pushed through, and it doesn't have to. First of all, it won't happen before he's out of office anyway.
Right.
Like, it would take longer to get this put together than he's got. But the idea here is that if they can get it done, he can't run again. And that's, I think, what they're after. So we'll see how it goes today. But that's been the ultimatum that was issued by the Democrats last night.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Pence does it.
He won't.
Politically, it's hard for the Republicans. Like, his base is strong. Nobody wants to abandon those people.
Speaking of, San Francisco police are preparing for what might be a pro-Trump protest at Twitter headquarters, as Twitter has suspended the president from their service. Mm. Many calling it a freedom of speech issue. Twitter says, nah, this is our business.
Yeah.
It's our business, and we have rules, and you broke them. Yep. You're out.
And by the way, he can get on live TV anytime he wants.
Right. Well, the building at Twitter headquarters, the building, which is in San Francisco, has essentially been abandoned since the start of the pandemic last year. So there aren't a lot of employees there. This will certainly be for the newscasts, right? The protest.
Right. I mean, it's all about the optics, right?
Right. So they say that police are ready. The San Francisco Police Department is aware of the possibility of a demonstration on the 1300 block of Market Street. That's downtown San Francisco today. Mm. So they're ready. They've been in contact with representatives from Twitter. Look, San Francisco is the place you go to protest. So... Yeah. They're going to be allowed to protest.
Let's hope they're more ready than the Capitol Police were.
Right. So anyway, and they're saying they are.
I would assume so.
Facilitating the public's right to First Amendment expressions of free speech is something they're committed to helping them with. Mm-hmm. But they're also committed to helping maintain some kind of law and order. So we'll see.
Right. You're not allowed to burn the building down.
Right. So, and again, most of the people aren't even in the Twitter building. So this will be for the newscasts that cover it.
Yes.
I've not traveled in a while. I don't know how many of you have decided to screw it and go do something over the last year.
Right.
But at this point now, going forward, it feels like, all right, it is time to get back to it, don't you think?
Nope. Another minimum 6 to 9 months.
All right.
That's when, Vin.
Here are some... I have travel planned for the end of the year. And,
you do.
And I'm actually worried now, as we continue to be worse than we were, that maybe we aren't going to get as quick of a handle on this as I was hoping.
Fingers crossed for November, my friend.
Hotels are hoping we get back to traveling this year. They say they've made changes. One of the changes is they expect people who do travel to stay longer.
Oh.
Because you can work remotely.
Yes.
So they've set their rooms up in a way that... We'll facilitate that, like sort of double as your office.
Yeah.
So one of the things they're thinking is that more people will take trips without taking vacation days.
Right.
So
we have actually discussed that, you know, this summer we can go wherever, get a house for a month, and I'll spend the final 2 weeks, you know, we'll spend the first 2 weeks testing the equipment and the second 2 weeks broadcasting from there. Right, Brenny?
That's interesting.
It's just something we've talked about, because right. Then there you are and you can kind of hunker down in that place. Mm-hmm.
I can't even get to that part yet, but there's another element you just touched on, which I'll do in a second.
Okay.
Anyway, all these hotels are preparing for people who want to save vacation days. They'll work on their trip. Mm-hmm. Then they can go do whatever after, or, you know, a lot of these things. In our case, we're on the whole time and then work off the rest of the day.
Yeah.
My wife has meetings all different times, and she can jump out for a run in the middle where she's got breaks, or deal with the remote learning as she needs to.
Right.
So a lot of people are like that and will save vacation days and travel anyway. So they've also amped up their Wi-Fi and improved the desk scenario that people have in the hotel. Touchless technology like apps, mobile keys, like an app.
Oh, that's great.
So that a lot of people are going to want to check in online, not even go to the front desk and get this app in order to enter into your room.
Wow, that would be great. Just in general, whether it's pandemic or not, I would love to skip the line at the check-in desk.
Sure.
That's one of the most annoying lines. You've traveled, you're tired, you're lugging your stuff. Everybody just wants to get into the room. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great to just go to the room?
They're saying more flexibility for canceling is going to be mandatory going forward. Uh-huh. Marriott just extended their cancellation policy through March. So they expect other hotel chains to follow suit. You know, one of the things that many people are up against, I don't know if, I mean, I think most people want to just turn a blind eye to a possible COVID exposure. Uh-huh. You know, like, but you could be planning a trip and get a phone call from someone while you're walking out the door. That could be a friend that says, I just found out I was exposed and that therefore you're exposed.
Yep.
What?
And if you hadn't been vaccinated, forget your travel plans.
Right. So, or don't pick up that phone call. Like, that's what it comes down to. Either you're going to turn a blind eye and travel anyway, or you're going to be responsible and you need the hotels to help you out.
Yeah.
Because if they say, no, you can't cancel, then you, all right, then I'm coming to you.
Right.
With my COVID.
Isn't that just the trouble with people right there?
Uh-huh. People want more privacy. So again, with the walking through the lobby, that's, people want to avoid that. But what they're saying here is Airbnb is going to be huge this year.
Yes.
Huge. Which isn't a hotel.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm.
At all. And yet, they expect Airbnb bookings will be big.
Yeah.
So, and also hotels feel like people are going to want more outdoor spaces. So they've been working on that all winter so that this spring, if you're traveling, maybe there's a little spot nearby they can designate as fresh air.
Long term, there are going to be some big changes that come about because of this situation that we're in, and some of them will be for the better.
Yeah, sure.
Interesting. That's a.
So that's travel in 2021, everyone. Mm. How about a couple fast facts?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. In every glass of water you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that's been on Earth since the dinosaurs existed.
Oh, I thought all the water's always been here. Huh. That's interesting.
The busiest McDonald's in the world is in...
Japan.
Moscow. Oh. Moscow, Russia. It serves at least 850,000 people per year, which is twice as much as the average American McDonald's.
Really?
Russians love themselves a Big Mac.
First the vodka, then McDonald's.
You Big produce...
Nuggets, I love them. Honey barbecue.
Say McDonald's again?
McDonald's.
Yeah, I love that. You produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle.
Oh.
And over the course of your lifetime, you could fill up 53 bathtubs with your saliva.
Yeah. When I did the 23andMe thing or whichever one we did, it's actually hard work just filling up the little vial with spit. Like, it took a while.
Well, there's a couple. I think they want, it's more than one vial too, isn't it?
I don't remember. All I remember is being like, wow, my mouth just feels so, so sucked on.
It just went paste.
It's just, you know.
Over the weekend, it was a big football weekend. Let me just run this down for you. The Browns beat the Steelers. The Saints beat the Bears. The Ravens beat the Titans. On Saturday, the Bucks beat the football team. Rams beat the Seahawks. Bills beat the Colts. And next hour, I'll tell you what the upcoming weekend schedule looks like. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So that's the number. Just, you know, enter that in and then send us a text. Always good to hear from
you. We're just sitting here. Love to hear from you.
Right. Going to get my vaccine today. I'm a healthcare worker in Oakland. I am ready for this. One of my friends, actually a couple of my friends, I know Deepak, he's a doctor. He's already gotten both of his. A couple other of my friends do different frontline work, and they've also gotten their first doses, and no side effects at all. None.
That has got to be the biggest relief in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
To get that second shot and be like, that's, you know, for Deepak, who has to deal with all these people, as
right.
a doctor, mm-hmm. for a healthcare worker to get that and to be able to just feel like, oh.
I can go home without getting everyone sick?
Just all of it. The whole thing. It's
right.
just
Here you are,
amazing.
Someone that looks after others, but you find yourself possibly infecting your own family
right.
because of your job. Yeah, that's tough.
A lot of these people haven't even seen their families because they're exposed all the time.
Yeah, I mean, these are decisions you find yourself having to make. On one hand, can you leave your family by themselves to deal? Often, like whether it's the wife or the husband,
yep.
they're like, I can't be alone with this many kids.
Right.
Sorry, you got to come home. So we'll just have to risk
How will we make money?
Oh, I thought you were saying they'd have to quit their job.
No.
But,
I
right,
just mean
you know,
that
every
they
day
find
we'll,
themselves
we'll
going,
set up a
yeah.
tent where we spray you down with hoses before you mm-hmm. come in.
Let's see. The NFL game on Nickelodeon was the first time the F word was heard when a player said it on a hot mic.
Oh, yes.
I didn't hear this. You heard that?
I did. It was part of the, you know, because we didn't really do the story. I was just telling you about the football experience over the weekend, and Nickelodeon did their broadcast, and the F word very clearly went out over their airwaves.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, you know. I actually heard it on whatever I was watching, CBS or whatever. I'm like, oops. Whoopsie.
415 says, they're planning a protest Facebook, Pinterest, Google, and YouTube headquarters as well. Stay safe, everyone. Yeah, I don't know about that, but Twitter very specifically and the city is
yes.
very specifically ready. I know that all of these places have satellite buildings all over the place, but Google's in Mountain View.
Right.
I don't know if you want to go protest there or not because you're not going to have the same news crews there.
And my feeling is that Google probably has armed security. I'm just saying.
You think so?
I feel like they've got the money for that. I don't know. You know, just try to keep it peaceful, people.
510 says, Vin, please, I beg you. When talking about the weather, say, depending on where you are, not where you're at. I can't stand to hear you say that. You know better.
I like that.
It's slang.
Too. Where it's at.
Yeah,
where
it's
you at?
Slang.
Where you at?
Come on, relax.
I know. Where you at is, we use that all the time.
It's slang. It's yeah. it's slang. It's common slang too. It's not. I'm not out on a limb there, but all right. I'll try if I can remember past this minute.
Cares.
Who cares? Who the hell cares?
What's coming up in the trash, kid?
Let's see. Alex Trebek, Elon Musk. Actually, more his girlfriend, and a $777 burger that apparently is worth every penny.
What?
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.